Gary, could you just summarize the impact Wade Phillips has had on the team?
Oh, it's been huge, guys. I mean, no off-season, no OTAs, all that, and coming here and to change from a 4-3 to 3-4 scheme. I mean, what he and his staff have been able to do in a short period of time, and even through some problems. We've got some injury problems on our football team on both sides of the ball. You know, it's just been exceptional. We've been very consistent in what we're doing, and have been able to get some young players to step up. When we've had some guys hurt, so it's just been great to have Wade on our staff for myself, the whole coaching staff. You know, to have a guy with that much experience, and he's doing a great job. Hello.
Hey, Coach, with the key injuries on your team, could you run through how you've been able to survive each of those big ones?
Well, that's kind of part of this league, and it just seems like sometimes you have more than your share, and we've had, five big ones in 5 weeks. And I think overcoming injuries is a team mentality. It's not, it's not this player has to go play like the player you just lost. It's just about the team's got to play better, and that's been our approach. And we missed Arian for the first month of the season. Ben Tate came in and played well for us. We've missed Andre now for a month. Jacoby Jones has had to come in and play well defensively. It's been Mario, Sharpton, and in special teams wise, we lost Dominic Barber. Probably our best special teams football player. So it's difficult to deal with, but I think it's about the team dealing with it. It's not about one player. So that's the way we try to approach it. And, we've been very fortunate. Brooks Reed's playing very well for us outside. And then, D'Amico's had a little time to get healthy here. Now that Sharpton's out, I think D'Amico's probably as healthy as he's been all year. So hopefully we can hold up here.
Hey, what's the update on Andre?
You know what, guys? He's doing really good. I mean, we knew this was part of the process all along. We knew it was somewhere in that 4-week range, possibly plus. He was having a good week last week. He did practice 2 days. We made a decision on Friday morning that he was not going to play in the game, so we had him work out and stay away from the practice, so to speak. He came back Monday and worked really hard. He's sore today. He's gotten sore. I'm going to hold him out of practice today. It's going to be a day-to-day deal. But, I think there's a shot for the weekend. But we're just going to make sure we do the right thing by him, and we're going to take it a day at a time.
Coach, from the standpoint, you inherited an expansion team when you took over, albeit it started up in 2002. Still, the question is, how heavy was it in your mindset about the program you're taking over that it had been an expansion team, that it had gone through all the dynamics of a startup? How heavy was that when you took over, and how much of a factor is it now?
Well, no, I understood. I mean, I understood exactly where the team was and how big a challenge we had. I mean, they had the first pick in the draft that year, so that tells you where you're at, as an organization. I love the challenge, and it is my hometown. I grew up here, and to see this place get back and have a successful football team again, it weighed big into my decision and wanting to be a part of that. So, it's been a grind. We came real close a couple of years ago to getting over the hump, but we didn't. Played very poorly the back half of last season. Lost some close games. That's part of the NFL. But we just tried to stay the course and continue to build our team through the draft and keep pushing. So, just a commitment to what we're doing, and trying to stay on course year in, year out, week in, week out. And, it takes some patience, takes a lot of hard work, but as long as your plan's in place and you stick with it, and I think players believe in it, then eventually you'll get there.
From the context of your experience as a quarterback and observing quarterbacks over the years and seeing occasionally young quarterbacks that teams have tried to groom, could you evaluate Colt McCoy, both what you see as a player in McCoy and the challenges that the organization faces in trying to develop him?
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of his. Obviously, I know him very well. One of my good friends coached him at Texas for 4 years, so know a lot about him. But he's got all the tools to be successful in this league. He's got the athletic ability. He's very smart. He can make plays off schedule. I think every coach in this league is looking for players that can make schedules, make plays that, aren't always the called plays, but plays that you make on your own. And he's very capable of doing that. And But being a successful quarterback in this league, it's a process. You know, I went and got Matt here, what, 4 years ago, I guess, if I'm right. And, you know, it takes time. You only get better in this league when you play a lot of snaps and you see that same defense week, you know, year in, year out. You go against that same coordinator, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. I mean, that's how you get better as a quarterback. So you just got to stay the course. And I know he's a young man that'll do that, and they got the right people in place working with him, and I'm sure he'll be very successful.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about what you saw out of Chris Obanaya down there and then the fact that he might have to start and get the bulk of the carries again this week?
Yeah, tell Chris I said hello. Boy, he's a great young man. He came in, probably had as good a training camp as any player that we had in camp this year. I mean, he earned his way on our football team. There was no doubt about that. We had some problems at running back throughout the course of camp with Arian, Derek Ward, and then Tate had some issues starting the season. So we had some issues. We kept four guys active for a period of time. Then we got healthy here about 3 weeks ago, and we got crowded and had some problems on, you know, other parts of the team. And Chris just got caught in the wash. And, you know, I'm happy that he's getting the opportunity there because, you know, he belongs, you know, playing on game day in this league. And that's one thing we always talked about. Hey, you know, you're always battling to prove you can play in this league. Sometimes it doesn't work out one place, but you make it work somewhere else and prove you can play. So we're very happy for Chris. His football team thinks a lot of him, and we wish him all the best.
Hey, no knock on him, but how different does the Browns offense look when Hillis isn't in there?
Well, I mean, Hillis is a big-time player. I mean, what he's done, you know, throughout his career, you know, I mean, hell, not a lot of guys have done. I mean, that's but that's a tough part in this league. I mean, everybody loses players that they're very productive. I mean, we're sitting here with, you know, one of the top receivers in the game that we played with for out a month, but we still got to find a way to move the ball. And I think everybody faces those challenges week in and week out, and, you know, plugging people in, making changes, doing the type of things you got to do to still try to go out on Sunday and be successful. You know, that's the challenge we all face.
You're coming off a loss at New Orleans when you beat Pittsburgh. Was that kind of a hump game? What happened in that Pittsburgh game? How much did that do for giving your team a certain mindset?
Well, yeah, I think it was it's important. You know, in this league, you know, there's probably a good chance there's going to be some Sundays not go your way. I mean, we love to win them all, but it's a hell of a league, and it's hard to win. And when you do have disappointment, I think one of the characteristics of a good team is when you come off disappointment, can you regroup and be good the next week? Or, you know, if you do play good, can you come back the next week and do it again? So it's about consistency. We had come off a tough game in New Orleans, which we thought we had, you know, every opportunity to win, and then you're facing a champion like Pittsburgh. And so we bounced back and played good, played in a very physical game, you know, a 17-10 game, and you know, it's just nice to know that we've grown up enough that we can do that. Now, can you continue to do that through the season? You know, that's what we all find out.
Coach, what about Lawrence Vickers? How's he worked out for you?
You know, he's done a good job. He was not my starter when the season started. James Casey was. I lost James a couple of weeks ago. He's back now. Lawrence has gotten a chance these past 2 weeks to operate as our starting fullback. And the thing I've been excited about, he's gotten better each week. He played better last week than he did the first week. I mean, y'all know Lawrence. He's a physical player. He's an emotional player. He's played good for us on special teams. And, you know, I'm just hoping he continues to get better. I do get James back, but I play them both and, you know, try to find what each of them do best and go out there and do it on Sunday.
How much of Dick Duran's fingerprints do you see on Cleveland's defense, and what are your general impressions of Cleveland's defense?
Oh, I think Dick's, you know, one of the great, you know, defensive minds this game's seen in a long time. I've, you know, competed against him many times throughout the years. Obviously, guys that have been in the league, you know, our paths cross a bunch, and got tremendous respect for Dick as a coach, but even more as a person. He's a great man, and of course, Ray Bob's there, Ray Rhodes. Y'all tell Ray I said hello, and Dwayne Board, I know a bunch of those guys. So, I mean, I know they're working their tail off, and I think they all do a great job. So, got great respect for them.
Gary, in the preseason or in the summertime, the owner said, I don't expect us not only to make the playoffs but to go deep in the playoffs. How big does that statement loom over your season?
you know, I don't get caught up in that stuff. I mean, I'm going out there every week trying to be as good as we can be. And, I mean, I know how hard it is in this league to be successful. And, you know, I've been there from that standpoint, as a success standpoint, and I, you know, trying to build this thing here in Houston. So I just stay focused on the work. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants, you know, to get to the top. But, you know, I do know how the work that it takes to get there. So I think it's my number one job to keep everybody focused on the work, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, when did Arian finally get back to 100%, and just what makes him so good?
I think he's kind of got there the last couple of weeks. You know, Arian's a big guy, got great hands. You know, Arian's a three-down player, and, you know, in our league nowadays, you know, there are good backs that aren't three-down players that do leave the field on third down and stuff like that. But Arian's a three-down player, never leaves the field. A very smart player. Seems to get better the more he carries the ball. That's a great trait to have. So, you know, I think he's rounding into his season form. You know, he's 4 weeks into his season. Everybody else is 8 weeks. And, you know, I think he, you know, should be set to go here on the back half. You know, he's going to get a break here in a couple of weeks. We got a late bye this year. But I've been pleased with the progress he's made.
In terms of Andre Johnson having him and not having him, as you have been through a little bit this year, how much of a difference does it make to have a super number one wideout? And how is your offense different when you don't?
Well, I mean, it's huge. I mean, because, you know, you do get played a little different. The field gets tilted a little bit from the standpoint of people trying to make sure certain guys don't beat them, you know. So that's an adjustment. But, you know, at the same time right now, we got to find a way to move the ball and be successful without him. And so that means the ball's got to get spread around more. And you know, other people have to pick up the slack. So, you know, anybody, you know, I would venture to say that most teams in this league have four or five very key players on their team. And, you know, when you lose those guys, you know, you got to find a way to work around that. And that's what we're trying to do right now. The good news is we're going to get him back. So, you know, hopefully it's this week, but we'll stay positive and try to keep finding a way to win a game here and there until he gets back.